to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Well, hello, family. Welcome to the Empower Your Thinking podcast with yours truly, C.T. Johnson. Thank you for joining me on the voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. I want to invite you to follow me on Instagram for your daily dose of empowerment at I Empower Lives. If you are not following me, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Come on over to IG and follow me. There we will have the opportunity to interact in a more personable and direct way. So follow me on IG at I Empower Lives. Also subscribe to my YouTube channel, I Empower Lives. There you will have access, 24/7 access to content that is sure to empower your thinking and change your life. Today we're going to discuss a subject that is an inevitable part of life. And that is decisions, 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 decisions. It makes no difference how old you are. Decisions are inevitable. You cannot avoid them. You cannot exempt yourself from having to make them. So what we should endeavor to do as it pertains to decisions is make fully informed decisions by doing our homework, by being intentional as it pertains to studying, researching in regards to the area and or aspect of life that we are preparing to make a decision regarding. All right. You don't want to be haphazard in your decision making processes. That is the fastest way to derail your life, to detour your life, to destroy your life. The three D's: derail, destroy, and detour. You destroy, derail, and or detour your life by making decisions that, let me say it this way, by making poor quality decisions, haphazard decisions, emotionally driven decisions. That you don't want to do. Deciding in that manner guarantees it sets you up for regret, remorse, failure, all of the above. However, if you take the time to rationally and calmly process all of the options, all of the information that is presented to you and or that you discover in regards to the choices that you are preparing to make in life, in finances, in business, in relationships. If you do that, then you will come out in a more favorable position. All right. So as we get into this subject of decisions, I want to begin by sharing this quote from Wayne Dyer. And it says, "Our lives are a sum total of the choices we have made." That's a very powerful, powerful quote. The sum total of our lives are the choices we have made. I always tell people, if you don't like what you see, what you're experiencing, what you're handling as it pertains to the current stage of your life, then you have the power to change it. And the change in general, begins by making a decision. And the first decision as it pertains to changing areas and aspects of your life is deciding that I don't want to any longer deal with what it is I'm dealing with. The dissatisfaction, the discontentment, whatever. I want to transition my life to better, but the better does not happen through hoping and a praying. It does not happen by throwing coins into a pond and wishing. Better life, a better life, is the outcome of better decisions. Oh, that was good, wasn't it? A better life is the outcome of better decisions. A wholesome life is the outcome of wholesome decisions. So I want to deal with the first point, decisions shape our reality. Decisions shape our reality. Whatever the reality of your life currently, you got there. You were the artist behind the portrait that shaped, that is your life. You are the artist behind the portrait that displays your life. Myself included, we are the artists. We are the creators. We are the ones with the proverbial paintbrush that have crafted the portrait that is our lives by the decisions we've made and or the lack thereof. Let me share this powerful thought with you. Failing to make a decision is making a decision. Let me say it again. Failing to make a decision is making a decision. There are some of you that say, well, I'm going to remain neutral. I'm going to stay in the gray area. I'm going to play it safe. Listen, newsflash, you think that by you not making a decision is playing, rather, you think you're safe in that you are operating in the gray area and you're straddling the fence and you're living out in the land of indecisiveness. No, being indecisive guarantees in many instances outcomes that you will regret. Outcomes that will reap or produce remorse. Decisions are inevitable. We can't get around them. We must learn to make quality, informed, intelligent, well-calculated decisions. Because the reality is your life is the consequence of your decisions. It makes no difference how big or small. Understand that your decisions contribute to the overall direction of your life. If your life is heading in the direction of failure, of lack and insufficiency, it's because of a decision you made, or one that you failed to make as it pertains to that aspect of your life. The second point is understanding the types of decisions that there are. When you understand that there are various types of decisions and there are levels of outcome based upon the types of decisions, you will hopefully be more intentional when it comes to your decision making, because there is always a cause and effect. The three areas that I want to deal with for today is one, major life decisions, which consist of career, education, and relationships. So that's the first category. Major life decisions. There are decisions that hold great consequences that not only affect you, but affect your family, affect your spouse, affect your children, affect your household in general, will affect your employees, that will affect your community, depending on the position that you hold, depending upon the authority and or the seat of authority that you sit in. We all are faced with having to make major life decisions, and they should never be made with little thought, with little to no intentionality, just rolling the dice and allowing fate, as it were, to make the decision for you. No. When it comes to your education, that's a major life decision. It's a major life decision because it affects your economy, because you have to pay. In most cases, your education, you are the funder. You are the financier of your education. Now, we know there are grants and there are, of course, the loan options, which I do not recommend. However, my point is that the major life decision of education is major because it does not just or solely affect you academically. That decision, as it pertains to whether I'm going to college, whether I'm going to a community college, whether I'm going to a university, whether I'm going to a vocational college, it will affect your economy. How are you going to pay for it? It's going to affect your well-being. It's going to affect your mental state, because if you aren't able to acquire a grant or a scholarship, then you have to pay for your own education. So you have to work while going through school. You have to put yourself through school. And so bearing the weight of an academic schedule, as well as bearing the weight of a work schedule. And if you are already a parent, then you're bearing the weight of that responsibility. All of those various factors play into your mental health. So do you see how important it is, how significant it is not to, one, make decisions off an emotional whim, make a decision solely based off of current events, but you have to take time to process every component, every aspect of your life that is connected to that decision making process, or that's connected to the decision that you are preparing to make. The second type of decision or category is daily decisions, which deals with habits and routines. Remember, every decision, regardless of the type, regardless of the category, there's a cause and effect. What you decide to do daily will affect you. And many people, they don't realize that your current decision has a future outcome or a future effect. Because things that we decide to do right now, things that we decide to do in the moment, there aren't always immediate consequences. There aren't always immediate results after we have done whatever it is we contemplated and we decided we were going to do. For instance, a one-night stand. The consequences of a one-night stand are not immediate as it pertains to within 24 hours. It will take some days, some weeks, in order for the effect of that decision to take place as it pertains to you end up pregnant, or you get the news that you are in 9 months going to be a father, or if you have some STD. See? And this is where, unfortunately, many young people, teenagers, current generation, but not limited to them, because there are adults that are in my age group and older that are still making dumb, stupid decisions. And it seems as though they have learned nothing in their decades on the earth. But for the sake of my point, there are consequences to our current, there are future consequences to our right now decisions. And people are deceived in thinking because there is no immediate consequence to their choice of self-indulgence that they're safe. But time will reveal the reality of your life that came into existence because of you having made a poor decision and or developed poor habits and poor detrimental routines that now are playing out in your everyday life. The third area, as it pertains to the categories or the types of decisions, is moral and ethical decisions. We all are faced with this, and not just this particular one, but all of the ones that I've mentioned: major life decisions, daily choices, and now moral and ethical. Just wanted to deal with three to help you visualize, to help you compartmentalize how decisions affect every aspect of your life. What habits have you connected yourself to that you're now regretting? Not only because it's affecting you directly, but because now you see how that decision, how that choice, how siding in that manner, aligning with that belief system, aligning with that ideology, aligning with that theology, supporting that particular party, whatever the case may be, you're now seeing how that decision is affecting your future, meaning your children, your grandchildren. See, decisions have indirect effects, indirect causes. Your decision, my decisions, have indirect effects. Not always, the effects of our decisions aren't always direct, meaning we're not always the ones that suffer the consequences or are the beneficiaries. And being a beneficiary of something is not always a good thing. You can become the beneficiary of bad news versus good news. So those are the types of decisions that we all will experience. We will experience having to make major life decisions, having to make daily choices, and having to make moral and ethical decisions. Now, the third point that I want to make is the consequences of decisions. And we somewhat touched on this in our second point pertaining to the types of decisions and or the categories of decisions. But I want you to highlight this regarding the consequences of our actions. And that is Positive decisions lead to favorable outcomes, while poor choices result in challenges or setbacks. Now, I know you might say, well, now, I get that. That's simple. That's elementary. Is it really? Is it really elementary? It is a concept that we should by now already have an understanding of, that we already have comprehension of, that we're already operating in and appropriating, knowing that wholesome decisions, well-calculated decisions, positive decisions will yield favorable outcomes. Not saying that there aren't challenges that come with making the right decision. Because you can make a right decision, you can make a positive decision, and still have to deal with the attitudes of family members and friends that disagree with the decision you made because it's not beneficial to them. Or it is highlighting for them issues that they are in denial about and or they don't want to deal with. You understand? So I don't want you to think that when you make a right decision that you won't have to deal with the backlash of haters, jealous folk, and things of that nature. However, your life holistically will be the better for having chosen ethically, morally, having aligned with God as it pertains to his perspectives, his will, his ways, his statutes. Listen, you just let the chips fall where they may, because there are consequences, again, for decisions. So since consequences are inevitable as well. Decisions are inevitable. Decisions are a part of life. You cannot avoid them. You cannot exempt yourself from having to make decisions, nor can you avoid, hide, or extract yourself from having to face and or deal with the consequences of your decision. So since I have to deal with, I have to experience the consequence and or the result and or the outcome of what I chose, I want to make sure that the consequence, that the outcome, that the results are beneficial to me, that they enhance my life, that I am better, that I am increased and not suppressed and not harmed and not regretful and not remorseful. You understand? So that's important to note. Also, reflection, hindsight, evaluating, assessing your past decisions are always smart. Why? Because there are learning opportunities embedded in every, catch this, in every consequence that is not what we hoped for, not what we were going for, even though the consequence, it brought about pain, discomfort, there is a learning opportunity. I started out by saying in the beginning of today's episode that I believe I did at least, and that is we all have made decisions that we wish we did not. We chose in a manner, in a way that we later, in hindsight, wish that we didn't do. Wish that we didn't go down that path. Wish that we didn't connect with those persons. Wish that we didn't join ourselves to that organization or what have you, whatnot. However, I want to encourage you to reflect on past decisions, to assess past decisions. Okay? because their consequences provide learning opportunities that you can pass on to those that you mentor, pass on to those that you influence, pass on to those that sit at your feet, so to speak. You can help them to avoid the mistakes you made by sharing your mistakes. Oh, that was good. Don't be ashamed of your failures. Now, we all will experience shame and regret, but we cannot build residence in shame, in regret. You can, but you should not desire to live, to camp out, to reside in the city of regret and embarrassment. It happened because I made a dumb decision and I regret it. I had to deal with what I had to deal with, but I'm no longer going to hold my head down. I'm going to hold my head up and I'm going to share with others my experience and my failures and my downfall in hopes that they will extract something from what I went through to avoid them from having to go through it, because they're receiving the wisdom for free. I had to pay for it by way of my experience. And the fourth area, the fourth point is decision-making process. There is a process when it comes to decision-making. And many people make bad decisions because they fail to understand the process when it comes to decision-making. They fail to gather the guidance necessary to make a sound decision. Decision-making, it is the fundamental, one of the fundamentals, one of the pillars of decision-making is guidance. Receiving the proper guidance, the proper instruction, the proper advice. Okay? You have to be very cautious of who you listen to, of who you give your ear to. You have to be cautious of who you receive advice from when you are in the decision-making process, whether it's a major life decision, a daily choice, or moral and ethical, most especially if it's a major life decision. Okay? So I want to offer you some practical guidance on how to make sound decisions. And the first point under this heading is gather information and consider alternatives. If you're going to make wise decisions, sound decisions, then you need to gather all of the necessary information and consider alternatives. Second, assess potential outcomes and consequences. Assess them. Test them out. What is the potential outcome? How does it look? How will it affect me? What's the potential consequence? Just don't say, well, I'm going to do it and see what happens. No, let me investigate prior to see what the outcome potentially will be. You don't want the outcome to happen and you are completely, totally shocked by it. So that's why you need to assess the potential outcomes and consequences. Thirdly, listen to your intuition. Listen to your inner self, because God has built us with an internal warning system called a conscience. But many of us don't listen to it. So listen to the intuition or seek advice from trusted sources. If your internal alarm system is currently inoperable, then you need to seek trusted sources. Then next, take responsibility for the decision and its implication. Whatever you ultimately decide, when the reality of your decision is disclosed, manifested, it's because of so-and-so that I'm dealing with. No, let's take responsibility for the decision that you made. Because remember, by this age of your life, talking to my adults now, by this stage, if you're 20 and up, let's say 25, I'll give you a few years as a grace period. If you're 25 and up, you have been pretty much running your life for a long time. So let's take responsibility for how you jacked up that opportunity. Take responsibility for how you misappropriated that advancement or advantage. Okay. And then number five, let's recap very quickly before I give you number five. We are talking about decisions. It's an inevitable part of life. And we talked about, the first point was decisions shape our reality. Then the second point, we talked about the types of decisions. And I gave you three: major life decisions, daily choices, and moral and ethical decisions. Then the third point was decisions have consequences. And then the fourth point was there is a process to decision making. There's a process to decision making. That is gathering information and considering the alternatives, assessing potential outcomes and consequences, listen to your intuition or seek advice from trusted sources, and take responsibility for the decision and its implication. All of those are under point four, the decision making process. And then number five, embrace responsibility. Encourage yourself to be accountable. Encourage, and not just for you, but encourage accountability to others that you mentor, to your children, to your students. Encourage them to take accountability for the decisions they make. And I encourage you to take accountability for the decisions that you make. We have to embrace our responsibility. Don't try to push it to someone else and to blame someone else for what you're responsible for. No. And then the next point under point five, embracing responsibility, is discuss the outcomes from taking ownership of your choices. Discuss the outcomes. What do I mean by that? When you own up to your end of it, discuss how that benefited you, how that played out when you cease to play the victim and you begin to own your stuff. Speak to the maturity that began to take place in your life. Speak to the strength that you began to develop and the courage that began to erect itself within you because you realized that, hey, I could have steered this in an entirely different direction, but I was licking my wounds. I was playing the victim. But now, as Paul said, I'm no longer a child, so I put away childish things. I'm a man now. I'm a woman now. And I'm taking ownership. There is a sense of courage and strength that wells up within you when you have matured to the place where you can own your own mess. I mean, if you haven't experienced that for yourself, then I really can't explain it. But for those of you who've been there, you can agree with me and you can testify with me that it's a godly godly proud. I'm godly proud of myself that I have, you know, shaken myself from my childish ways, and I'm able now to own my mess. And by owning your mess, and I'm done, by owning your mess, you can empower others, because you will never be empowered yourself when you refuse to own and or to take responsibility for your own actions. But once you take responsibility for your own actions, there's empowerment that comes with being responsible. There's empowerment that comes with being able to say, I'm at fault. I messed that up. And now that you're empowered, you can empower others. Decisions. It's an inevitable part of life. I gave you tips. I gave you articulation. I gave you resources on the decision making process, on how your reality is a consequence of your decisions, the type of decisions. We've had a wonderful time on today. I want to encourage you to go to my website and purchase my latest book, Empower Your Thinking, Volume 1, Quotes to Shift Consciousness, Provoke Thought, and Increase Understanding. For the month of April only, you can buy one book and get the other free. Go to my website, ctjohnson.org, and purchase your copy, and I will sow into you a second copy, absolutely free, so that you can turn around and sow it into the life of someone else. All right. Thank you so much for being with me on today. I want to encourage you to subscribe and like the podcast. Let me know by writing a review how the podcast, especially since we've revamped it and relaunched it, what do you think about it? You can also, again, go on over to Instagram, follow me at I Empower Lives, and DM me, direct message me there on Instagram. Let me know how the podcast, how our relaunch, how our revamp is blessing you. And I want to know your thoughts. All right. Until next time, this is CT Johnson. Know I love you. Be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.